Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange.
You know, I didn't alter the ball in any way.
Deflategate is all the rage. Tom Brady's deflated footballs and his supporters don't seem to have a problem with it. Some Patriots fan set up a GoFundMe page to pay off the team's $1 million Deflategate fine. As of last night, it was already $13,000. Now, I haven't weighed in on this one yet because I'm the sports guy here at WTAW, but this is a bunch of garbage. The morons behind the insanity say, quote, "We obviously know we won't reach $1 million. However, we do believe the fine is bull and we want to help any way we can. So whatever is donated will be donated to the New England Patriots to help them with the fine. If enough is made, we'll actually travel on our own expenses and deliver the check in person." Now, on the flip side of this, this is where I do like it. Jets fan has sent their money to buying billboards that say Tom Shady, which I love.
I don't have really any reaction.
Meanwhile, New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning says that when he heard about Deflategate, he tried throwing some underinflated balls out of curiosity, and there was, quote, a noticeable difference.
I think it is about integrity, and you have to follow the rules. And so if someone's breaking rules, I understand, you know, you're going to get punished for it.
But he said he's not sure if it would create an advantage. Well, it would. It did. And if you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Jim McNally not only calls himself the deflator, but says he has not gone to ESPN, ..
And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. David is always on the lookout for interesting stuff, like coin collections. If you've gotten something that's been handed down and you don't know what it is, he'll rummage through it for free and kind of let you know if it's worth him actually spending some time to find out how much everything is worth. Same goes for old jewelry from grandma or what have you. So maybe if you're looking for a little extra spending money, he can take care of that for you, and you can turn right around and spend it in his store because there's some really great stuff in there, from heirloom jewelry to brand new stuff and custom-made stuff as well. Find out more. Go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, or you can find him on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.